You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This investment feature is brought to you by 91, investing for a world of change. Speak to your financial advisor or visit 91.com to invest in your financial future. A little while ago, we took a look at actively managed ETFs and the value that they brought to investors. We're going to be taking a look at that from a slightly different perspective once again with the team at 91. We're going to be taking a look at it in the context of the midterm budget policy statement that has been tabled by National Treasury and the recent interest rate cuts, and taking a look at whether or not they still offer the amount of value that they did before. I'm joined on the line by the actively managed ETF lead at 91, Trinisha Chanka, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Trinisha, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. I remember when I spoke to Siobhan a little while ago around actively managed ETFs and the role that they played in markets, we looked at the fact that there was a lot of diversification being offered from that perspective. Has that changed now that we have lower interest rates in the country? Are they still an attractive product?
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for hosting me. So absolutely. I think they now are more attractive than they were when you chatted to Siobhan, because what happens when interest rates reduce like they did last week is that the interest that you're earning on the money that's sitting in your bank account reduces immediately, right? So immediately your return that you're earning is not what it's been. And when you invest in our actively managed ETFs, which are income funds, so they are invested across a full spectrum of fixed income asset classes, what you're really getting is you're getting access to a portfolio of investments where that drop in interest rates doesn't filter through immediately. Right. So when you invested in bonds, those bonds earn an income, and the income that you're earning is locked in when you bought that bond. So when interest rates fall like they did last week, you are then still earning the higher returns that you bought the bond at. And that becomes more important because as the interest rates fall, you want to maintain the level of return you're earning, and you want to obviously sweat the cash that you're earning so that you keep pace with inflation and your return looks good. So on the one hand, it's when rates fall, the bond interest rates don't fall at the same time and they don't fall as quickly. On the other hand, when interest rates fall, because the bond is a longer term investment and there's an inverse relationship between interest rates and bond prices, when the rates fall, your bond price actually goes up. So you get a capital gain on your bond as well. So the income plus that capital gain means that the total return prospects for your bonds and these actively managed ETFs in particular look very good given the falls that we've just experienced.
Income is always an attractive element when thinking about investments, especially if you're able to lock in that income in the way that you are within certain bonds. But Trinisha, how does that then compare to cash? Because a lot of investors will then say, I could wait and potentially buy a bond at a cheaper rate or at a cheaper time if interest rates are going to come down, if bonds are going to get more affordable, whatever the scenario might be. Maybe I must sit on the cash a bit longer. How do you then start to deal with that trade-off between sitting on the cash and having it work for you, as you say, or having it sweat for you in products like actively managed ETFs?
Well, I think, you know, sitting on the cash, if you expect the interest rates to fall, means that you're going to be earning less and less interest as those interest rates fall, right? So that's not really a smart move, because if you expect that, you're almost locking in those lower interest rates if they come. Whereas if you then, you know, enter the bonds, you're going to be capturing that capital gain when the interest rate fall happens. If you're not in the bond when the interest rate cut actually happens, you don't experience that capital gain. So I think, you know, the time to act is now, you know, before the rate cuts come even further and before, so you can enjoy that capital gain you're going to earn on the bonds. But to your point, you know, the interest rates, while we expect as inflation anchors to our new 3% target and we expect interest rate cuts will come, you know, in future, that's not guaranteed. So the budget was very positive, but it's not without risk. And therefore, it's not one or the other. You know, you shouldn't either be in cash or either be in bonds. I think what you need is you need a manager to help you, you know, be in the right asset at the right time as markets are shifting. And that's really the benefit of the active management and the benefit of what an active manager will bring, because they can navigate the shifting dynamics in the market as they're happening.
I like that you bring up the role of the manager, because that was where I was going to go next, Trinisha, to try and get a sense of, okay, if ETFs are out there, if government retail bonds are out there, what then is the value of an actively managed ETF as opposed to a regular ETF that I can get myself? And I suppose this is where the manager or the asset manager or portfolio manager comes into play. How important is it to have that portfolio manager looking at markets and actively being in and out of decisions on your behalf?
So Jimmy, I mean, I think maybe let's take a walk down, you know, memory lane. So in the past, you know, actively managed ETFs are really quite a new phenomena in South Africa as well as the globe. So it's only in the last 2 to 3 years that it's become possible to launch actively managed strategies in ETF format. Historically, when you had an ETF, it had to track an index. And by design, an index is generally something that operates within a single asset class. So if you look at the fixed income asset class on the JSE, you would have really been limited to a Govy ETF. Now, that is an ETF which tracked the government bond index, and therefore that ETF would have, by design, had to hold the different government bonds that make up the index in those various proportions. There would have been very little discretion or active management that went on, and you would have been limited to just the government bonds and what they were, right, in those proportions. Now, that government bond index would have been quite duration heavy. So there would have been some short-term bonds, some long-term bonds, and the mix of the bonds would have ended up having, you know, you'd have ended up somewhere, I would think, around 8 or 9 years as an investment term. And when interest rates change, your investment would have generally been quite volatile because you've got such a long period of time that's embedded in the bonds, right? So our actively managed ETFs, even though there's a local one and a global one, I think they operate on a very similar philosophy in that they invested across asset class. So you invested in cash, in bonds, you know, there's a bit of high quality credit. So you're not constrained to only government bonds. And therefore, you know, you definitely need an active manager to invest, because by definition, an index and definitely a passive index can't really be something that's constructed across asset class. And if it is constructed across asset class, you're going to have like fixed proportions across those asset classes. Now, you need a manager to help you go between those asset classes. And then even within those asset classes, you need a manager to help you pick the right investments to be in. So as an example, our fund will have approximately, you know, half of the fund on average within, say, high quality credit instruments, but that can vary quite significantly. So it can vary by, you know, 10 to 20% at any given point in time. And we'll be, you know, deciding which asset class to be in based on the dynamics in the market. So currently, as an example, we actually overweight credit and overweight bond investments. But, you know, in the recent past, we were actually overweight cash. So I think that's some of the, you know, the considerations you need to take into account when you're picking a manager and when you're picking a solution. Because in these types of active strategies, we're able to offer solutions that give you a targeted outcome. So we want to be able to give you, you know, a return that is equal to cash plus 1.5 to 2%. And we do that by investing across these asset classes, as opposed to just sitting within one asset class and buying, you know, fixed proportions of the instruments in there. And then within each of these asset classes, there's a lot of work that goes into what we invest in. So, you know, we are doing the portfolios of our made up of more than 100 instruments, and each of those instruments, you know, has significant research and due diligence that's been applied to them to make sure that we're invested in the right, you know, do we want to hold Transnet debt as an example, or do we want to hold government guaranteed Transnet debt, and at what level do we think it makes sense to hold those instruments?
Some important considerations to think about when you are looking to maximize your investments, especially at a time where markets are offering variable opportunities. It's important to weigh up your opportunity costs and make the right decisions. It's also important to have conversations with regulated financial advisors like the team at 91 and not take these conversations as financial advice. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Trinisha Chanka, the actively managed ETF lead at 91, for joining us to take a look at the benefit that actively managed ETFs offer as opposed to other alternatives. This feature was brought to you by 91, investing for a world of change. Speak to your financial advisor or visit 91.com to invest in your financial future.
We can stay here, stick with what worked before, keep our eye on that one spot, steadfast. Or we can recognize that the only constant is change. At 91, we believe that with change comes opportunity. That's why we have 250 investment professionals in the world's investment hubs actively seeking opportunities for you, wherever in the world they may be. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Invest offshore with 91. 91. Investing for a world of change. 91 is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.